With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump is ramping up the pressure on his main GOP opponent to get out of the presidential race. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now. Three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in. I'm Donna Warner.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that he's worried that the war in Ukraine has been forgotten as the country prepares to mark 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UNHCR Chief Filippo Grandi also told the Associated Press in an interview, it's important to remind the international community Ukrainians were still living through a brutal war, despite other global crises taking the spotlight. Grandi has been visiting Ukraine for a week now. He adds that the invasion continues to bring devastation to civilians, with houses destroyed, health centers hit, and many facilities not functioning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants near the main hospital in Gaza's second largest city, where medics said hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced people were trapped by the fighting. Israel has ordered residents to leave a swath of downtown Khan Yunis that includes Nasser Hospital and two smaller medical facilities as it pushes ahead with its three-month offensive against Hamas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points, the Nasdaq rose 55. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not look to the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio is suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened up the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people and others to find shelter. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege the rented church building is in the small city of Bryan is violating the zoning ordinance, lacks proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and has unsafe exits. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street ended mixed after strong gains for Netflix and some influential technology stocks helped offset losses across much of the U.S. stock market. Stocks elsewhere around the world rose after China announced measures to boost what's been a disappointingly weak recovery for the world's second largest economy. Treasury yields were mixed after a preliminary report suggested growth for U.S. business output is accelerating, while inflation pressure may be easing. The Dow was down 99 points to close at 37,806. The Nasdaq gained 56 points to 15,481. The S&P added 4 points to 4,868. New York oil rose 72 cents to $75.09 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.